Welcome to the Let Good Things In show. I'm your host, Amanda Acker. I am so happy you are here. At the Let Good Things In show, we talk all about second chances, resiliency, following your intuition, and even music. Listen to hear stories of hope and to be inspired. Remember, you are stronger than you think. Let's dive in. Hi, my amazing humans. I'm so happy that you're tuning in today, and I'm so excited to be bringing you Laura Medrano today as my guest on the show. Laura Medrano is a sun-loving California native known for her contagious enthusiasm. She loves connecting with women ready to embark on a healing journey, but who have no idea where to begin. Her work as a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, speaker, and author inspires others to end their frustration and suffering from feeling stuck and not living to their highest potential. Her mission is to be the catalyst to guide, inspire, and activate. Welcome, Laura. I'm so happy you're here.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. So tell us a little bit about you and where you came from and how you got to where you are today.
Well, this is the deal. I don't lead with credentials because I've never been one of those scholars who excelled in school and got straight A's. And I lead with my experiences. And most of my experiences come with struggle. So I've been through it. I've been through the roller coaster of life. I've had the highs and the lows. And I now know at my age, this is my mission. Like, my mission is to help other people to be that voice that I needed when I was going through rough times. And when I say rough times, I'm talking about addiction. I'm talking about toxic relationships, not finding my path, not finding my purpose. And so I continuously for many, many years went through the roller coaster and now have landed where, you know what, this is my time to share those experiences, but also share a method of solutions of how I've overcome. And when I was at my lowest, I just, you know, wanted some direction, wanted somebody to be there for me. And that's my main purpose in this life right now, is to help other people. And that goes with my life coaching business. That goes with my healing practice, my storytelling, my writing, you know, all of it. So here we are.
Awesome. Wow. Yes. So could you tell us, like, what, I know you mentioned in your story there that, you know, whenever you were down, you know, at your lowest points, you were looking for, you know, something or someone to bring you out of that. So what did you find in your journey that helped you get out of those low situations that you were in?
Well, so I realized that there was a common denominator, and the common denominator was myself, because I was always actively looking for the quick fix or the miracle outside of myself. So I was like, oh, what relationship is going to heal me? Oh, what food, what drug, what anything that was going to fill that void that I had within me. And then I realized that the common denominator was myself. So I had to heal myself, and the power had to come within. And I had a tumultuous journey on finding self-worth and self-love. But that is what I'm here to teach.
That's amazing. Yeah. You know, it's crazy when, you know, I know for myself too, when I was at my lowest, I did the same thing. I was like, well, how can I numb this pain? How can I, what, you know, next toxic relationship can I get myself into now that's going to magically fix me? And you're right. It does. It takes that, you know, you have to realize, okay, like, something is wrong here, but it's me. Like, there's something wrong within me, or not necessarily wrong, but something that needs to change within myself so that I can have a healthy life and healthy relationships. And that's so powerful, you know, that when you have that realization, you're like, whoa, like, the whole world changes, right? Like, you're just like, wow, like, wait a second. If I would have noticed that like 10 years ago, you know, maybe I wouldn't have gone through some of the things I've been through. But that is so, so true. So is there, I don't know, let's switch gears a little bit. Could you tell us, I always love to hear people's like morning routines. Like, is there something that you do every day that's become like a ritual that helps set the tone so that you have a positive day?
So now that I've gathered so many tools, and I call them like tools in my tool belt, because it's a practice that you have to do almost on the daily. Like, it's just like going to the gym. You don't just go to the gym one time and you're in shape. You know, you have to continuously do these routines. But I am also human. So I'm not here to say like, I do these things religiously every morning, but there is a handful of them that I do use. And I would say writing and meditation are just key. Like, those things I cannot go without. Those are just like no deal breakers that I have to do almost on the daily.
Yeah, writing is so powerful. I know for myself, like when I was younger, I used to write a lot of poetry, and that was so healing to the experiences I was having, you know. And writing to some people that may be listening, they go, oh, like, I don't want to like write every day, you know, but you don't have to write a novel every day. It could literally be one word. You know, how are you feeling when you wake up? Write that down, you know, and it really helps set the tone for your day. And if something is bothering you, you're able to have that to reflect on, you know, if you look at it at night, or just, it really helps set the tone. I love writing too. Journaling is so powerful.
Yes. And I never considered myself a writer or enjoying English classes or journalism or any of those things. But what I realized is that when I was writing down my feelings and my emotions, I got to be able to look back at them. And let's just say 6 months from now, a year from now, I would look back at them and see how far I've come and see the progress I've made. And so that was just healing in itself. And just like writing a book, I never had an intention to write a book. I just had all of these journals that I had collected over the years. And then I thought one day, I'm like, wait a minute, I think I have a book in here, because I had gone through so like many methods on how to overcome. And I'm like, I think I could help somebody. So that's kind of like what happened with writing. It was by default. I didn't mean to write a book, but I did.
That's awesome. So let's see, what are some tips you would give somebody who may be listening, who's still in, still experiencing the traumatic events, or is still struggling to find their way out of, you know, addiction, or maybe they, spent time in jail and are just getting out, or they could possibly even still be in jail, or who are just really down and out still? Like, what would be some tips you would give to them to help them see the light in their lives?
So one thing that I learned throughout the years, how important it is to fill yourself up with that radical self-love. But in order to do that, it doesn't just happen overnight. So I'll instill a lot of practices. And one of them is self-compassion, just like forgiving yourself and being gentle on yourself from where you've been. Because you're doing a lot better than you give yourself credit for. And everybody's been through crap. So not everybody, you know, wears their heart on their sleeve. I'm an open book. So I'm like, you know, vulnerability. I'm like, hey, here you go. Here's the real deal. But it's having compassion for yourself and forgiving yourself, because we have a tendency to just go and feel like shameful and guilt. And those are so low vibrational feelings that no wonder why you're never going to feel that self-love. So step one is just having that self-compassion.
Yeah. You know, in the self-compassion piece, you know, I can speak on that too. It's not easy. Like you said, that's a hard thing to do. You know, for me, it was very difficult for me to forgive myself for things that happened to me. You know, I played victim for a long time. Like, oh, well, you know, this person told me I should, so I did. And then, like, you know, if we go back to what we were talking about earlier, like, it was me the whole time. Like, I'm able to make my own choices. So why didn't I? And going through that journey of accepting yourself and then therefore forgiving yourself for those bad, so-called bad choices you made in your life. You know, one thing that has helped me through that is journaling and writing things down and finding people you can trust to talk to. Like, I know for me, you know, I spent a lot of years searching for those people, and it wasn't until within the past year or so that I found those people, you know. And it's surrounding yourself with positive people like Laura, you know, and having people that you can you know, if you're having a bad day, have someone you know you can trust to talk to about what you're experiencing as well is super powerful.
Okay, well, I have something to add to that, and I'll just continue on with having responsibility and accountability is so important. And I know you just touched base on that too, instead of blaming and playing victim. So I just feel like once you start owning your crap, it's like, you know, that's the first step too. Like that, you gotta own it, be aware of it, acknowledge it, and then move forward. How could you better yourself? And you just talked about surrounding yourself with the right people. And I'm big on that as well, because I lost a lot of people in my life. But guess what? Maybe they weren't the best for me anyways.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. You know, when we look back, you know, over our lives and we think about the people that we surrounded ourselves with, and you hear this all the time, who hasn't heard? You become the five people you spend the most time with, right? And then you look back at your life and you're like, oh, like I was stuck in a negative mindset because those people I was spending all my time with were negative people. So it makes complete sense. So whenever you get to that positive side of things, it can almost be scary. So I can ask you too, like, because I know for me, when I started finding positivity in my life, and, you know, I don't really have anything to worry about on a daily basis, like you feel kind of empty in a sense, because you're so used to the chaos. So could you speak on that, like how to be okay being in that calm state when you're so used to being in a chaotic state?
Because, well, it's a habit regardless. Like it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's just something that's habitual, and maybe you're just so programmed and you're so used to doing. So even if it's negative, even if it's horrible for you. And then also some people have a little bit of an addiction to drama. They like the chaos. They can't be without the chaos, because why would life be, you know, just kind of even plateau? Like, you know, no highs and no lows. So that's something to just bring into your awareness too. And I've learned to get accustomed and become a habit with the quiet, with the stillness, with the peace, with the tranquility. And I now that's my habit. So I have created a new habit. And of course that shift is scary, because the unknown is fearful. But once you get over that hump, I swear the other side, I always tell people, like, come on in. The water is great.
It is. For sure. Yeah, I love that analogy. I love analogies.
Yeah.
If you follow me at all, you will start seeing all the analogies. but, you know, I it's so crazy to think that, you know, us who have been through these traumatic events in our lives, you know, can overcome them, because when you're in those moments, you feel like there's no way out. I deserve this. I did something so bad. Maybe you don't even know what it is. And I deserve this, you know, and I deserve to feel this way. I deserve these negative people in my life. Like I deserve the toxic relationship. So, you know, how do you, how would you say to, I completely lost my train of thought. Just went, bye.
That's okay. Because you know what's funny is that I was going to say it all begins with your thoughts. So the whole point is we create our reality, but it all stems with how you think about it, what your perception is. Right. So your outlook on life or a situation or a relationship, it all begins with how you think about it. And so I just try to enforce that, like, first and foremost, that we have to, like, reprogram the way we think. Right. And it takes 21 days to create a new habit. And just like I said, with it being a habit, you have to reprogram your thoughts, because that turns into how you feel. And feelings and emotions are so important, because that's like setting intentions for whatever it is that you desire, your goals, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish in life. If you don't feel good about it, then it's never going to happen for you. Right. So starting with your thoughts transforms into how you actually feel about the situation.
Yeah, that's so true. I think, you know, too, for a lot of things that I have been through, it was, I would continuously beat myself up over it. It was I have OCD. So it was obsessing over, oh my gosh, like I'm a horrible person. Then you start to believe it. Yeah. So if you just switch that to, I'm a good person, I'm here to do good things, and you obsess over that, oh my gosh, like voila, all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a second. Like you wake up one day and you're like, wow, like I haven't been like, my anxiety is so much lower. My stress, I don't have all these things around me that stress me out anymore. Like, how did that even happen? And you did that, you know, and you need to embrace that and realize, oh my gosh, like I did this, you know, I was able to overcome, and now I can start, you know, building this life that I envision or imagine having my, you know, despite my past or whatever has happened to me. And that's so, it's so powerful. And when it happens, it's like you've reached this new plateau. You know, I could get real woo with that, but I don't even like saying woo, but you know,
well, I was just going to use that word power because it's very, empowering. So what I think a lot of people don't know is how much power they have within themselves to create the life that they want. And, you know, maybe the external likes to dumb us down, whether it's people in our lives or the things we watch or the things we're around. But yeah, you know, it goes back to surrounding yourself with those positive influences and how powerful we are to change a situation. And right. It's never too late.
Never, never. I don't care how old you are. I don't care where you're at. I don't care like what your financial status is. Just start.
Because yes.
The other side is beautiful. You know, when you start talking about, you know, what you watch on TV, and one of my things that I talk about is like the labels that society puts on us. And we're essentially brainwashed to believe that, oh, well, you're an addict, so you're worthless, or, oh, you're a felon, so you can't be a productive member of society. Like you're like, it's almost like you have like a red X over your name, you know? So, you know, thinking of it in that way too, is it's powerful if you can think, okay, well, society's telling me that I'm worthless, but I know I am worth something. So, you know, F the society labels, and I am who I am, and I'm here, and I know I'm here to do amazing things. And so is everyone. You know, like I said, like, I don't care where, what happened in your past, because that's not who you are today. And you can rebuild, like you said, at any point. It doesn't matter. You know, and that's so powerful, and people need to hear that and know that. So I'm so glad you brought that up. It's so important.
And I'll use my struggles as my superpower, because now I'm like, wait a minute, I've been through that. So let me tell you.
Right?
And it's more of a strength that I have, because I'm not just reading out of a textbook memorization and saying, this is, you know, what I know. It's like, no, I've actually experienced that. And so this is how, you know, I've overcome it. And we are so powerful. And I call it the soul diet. So it's like, not just what you're ingesting into your body as food. It's like everything that you're taking in, like, you know, like you said, with the TV thing, or just what society would label you as. And it's like, wait a minute, we don't have to believe all that.
I love that soul diet. I really like when you said that, I was like, oh, soul diet. Love it.
Yes.
But it's so true. And that stems back to also when we were talking about the people you surround yourself with, like, pay attention. You know, like, I've had conversations with people where they're like, oh, well, you know, I feel like I ruin everything. Like, you know, everything I touch, you know, turns to shit, or whatever the case may be. But who are these people that you're surrounding yourself with? Like, who, what happened? Like, you have to look deeper than what's on the surface, because it may seem from a bird's eye view, oh, like, yeah, like you ruin things, you know. But if you really look at the situations, 9 times out of 10, it's not you. It's a situation, or it's that person. They're just not in a good headspace, and you just need to be able to release them. And that doesn't mean, you know, I'm not telling people to, you know, be mean to others, but you need to protect yourself, because you are the most important thing in your life. You matter. And if you're surrounding yourself with people who are making you feel that way, you really need to step back and evaluate, you know, what's actually happening, because it's probably not what you think in your head.
Yeah. And that's why I'm so big on setting boundaries, because when you say no to somebody else, you're actually saying yes to yourself. Because has anyone ever felt like when you say yes to something you really don't want to do, like yeah. you just have this gross feeling inside and like you just feel like you have to do it in order to please them? But guess what? Like, we need to get over that hump of being people pleasers and actually please ourselves, like, first.
Yeah.
Give ourselves that, hey, I'm a priority. It matters, because I always say you're stuck with yourself, you know, for the rest of your life. So you might as well make that relationship the strongest.
Yes. Yeah. Like, no matter what, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to be with you, you know,
yeah.
there may not be someone laying in bed next to you. It's going to be you, and you have to be able to take care of yourself, and you have to be able to see your own worth beyond what society or your friends or your, even your significant other sometimes is telling you that you're worth, because you know, deep down inside what you want out of life. And like you said, you know, when you say yes to things, they make you feel gross. Oh my gosh. Like, I've done that way too many times. And then you just like force yourself to do it. And afterwards, you're like, why the hell did I just do that? And then you go into that regret spiral. But, you know, that's just so important to realize that you are number one for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Not selfish at all. Like, I think, you know, like you said, society has like a label that says, oh, being, you know, self-care is selfish. And I'm like, no, it isn't. It's not a luxury. It's like, it's a necessity. It's
yes.
something you need to do.
Yes, for sure. I totally believe that. You know, when it comes to self-care, I've always personally struggled with self-care. I always thought, well, I don't take care of myself. Like, I don't have hobbies. I don't go get my nails done. I don't do those things. But then a friend of mine the other day said something to me that was so, it like made that the light bulb just went off. She's like, well, self-care is you saying no to things. It's you putting yourself first. It's you turning down, you know, if you have a business, turning down a client that you don't feel aligned with. That is self-care. It doesn't have to be something external as like going out and getting your nails done or whatever that, you know, us as women, for all the women listening, like, I feel like society makes us feel like we have to do those things. Like, oh, well, you don't get your nails done. Like, that's a bad thing. And we start to get in our own heads like, well, I have to do this, but I don't want to. And then you start to feel bad about yourself, but it doesn't have to be those things. It can be, like I said, like just saying no to something that you truly don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know,
or even a step further, like it doesn't have to cost money. Cause when you say right. like your nails done, I'm like, you know what? Sometimes it's just shutting off technology and sitting in bed for a couple of hours while you like rest or meditate or read a book or write, you know? So it could just be like, sorry, kids, I'm not available right now. Mom's taking a bubble bath.
Yeah. So true. Yeah. Cause that's like, you know, bringing up like the costing money, like I think that's an issue too. And when, you know, for a lot of us, like, you know, going through traumatic events, you don't always have expendable money. So then you start to go into that spiral, like, well, I don't have money, so I'm not worth it, but you are, and you don't have to have fancy nails and fancy hair to be worth it or say that you can take care of yourself.
So, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
And you don't even have to go to the gym, believe it or not. I mean, yeah. It's a good thing if you want to, but you don't have
to. I'm big on getting outside and getting in nature and breathing fresh air and just being surrounded by anything, you know, trees, grass, dirt. It doesn't matter. Like, call me a hippie. I don't care. I love that stuff. It's so healing and therapeutic.
Yeah, for sure. And there's nothing like running around outside in your bare feet. Oh my gosh. Feeling the grass under your toes and just like taking in the soil and feeling that course through your body. Like in your, it's just like your soul feels it. It's just such an amazing thing. I love playing outside with my kids and just being barefooted. That's, it's a beautiful thing. So yeah. Awesome. Well, to wrap things up, I would like to ask, do you have, just give me like, give the listeners rather, your number one tip for, forgiving yourself for traumatic events or things that have happened in the past.
I would honestly just say self-acceptance.
Yeah.
Like accepting where you are right now as you are and not waiting for this perfect version to emerge. Because guess what? There is not going to be a perfect version ever.
Right.
Very straight true. Shooter too. So sometimes I tell people not necessarily what they want to hear, but what they need to hear.
Yeah. And that's important. We all need that. We definitely need that.
But it's like accepting yourself exactly for where you are at this very moment. Like there's no need to rush things. Sometimes we just have to sit back and allow instead of chasing,
right?
Chasing after something, you know, and going on to the next it's, you know, we're coming into a time that I believe so much that is more allowing and not that hustle, go, 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 work hard, work harder. You know, it's more like feminine energy is coming in and we're like allowing it to be attracted to us and attracting those right people, attracting the right tribe and attracting the right things that are in alignment for what our business is, what our family looks like, you know, all of those things, and just allowing instead of trying to hold on to that control.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. It has been amazing talking with you, Laura. It's just been a great episode. I enjoyed every second of it. And for my listeners out there, you know, I just want to let you remind all of you that you're stronger than you think. And no matter what your past is, no matter what society is telling you, you can have the success that you want and have imagined in your life. So thank you so much again, Laura, for being here. And I will talk to everyone later.
Thank you for having me.